As reconstruction efforts begin in Afghanistan, some Afghans are working on reviving the country's rich cultural heritage. One of the country's most renowned artists has returned home to help, and he's got an ambitious plan, as NPR's Ivan Watson reports from Kabul.
More than three decades ago, Afghan sculptor Amanullah Haiderzad helped create Afghanistan's first undergraduate fine arts program at Kabul University. This week, after more than 20 years in exile, Haiderzad returned to his alma mater to find much of it destroyed.
This was one of our big rooms, you know.
There's no more ceiling here.
No more ceiling over there, nothing. Because it was destroyed by bombing rockets. Civil war.
A spring rain shower pours through an open roof into the hallway of the Fine Arts Department. This school was hit by rockets in the early 1990s when armed factions fought for control of the capital. Haiderzad wasn't here for that nightmare. He fled Afghanistan long before, when the Soviets invaded the country in 1979.
The communists want to use my art and their propaganda, and I was not willing to do that. So I have no choice to be part of them or to be killed. I prefer the third one, to escape.
Since then, Haiderzad's lived and sculpted in Queens, New York. That is, until the new Afghan interim government invited him back to his native country several weeks ago. During a recent meeting with the university's faculty, professors asked Haiderzad for advice on designing the curriculum for next semester. Seated next to the other bearded Afghans, the dapperly dressed Haiderzad looks like a foreigner. His gray hair is swept back in a tight ponytail, and he twirls a slim, unlit cigar between his fingers. Professor Saeed Faryat, the dean of the Fine Arts Department, treats Haiderzad with the utmost respect. Last week, I saw my respected teacher for the first time in 23 years, he says. I was so overjoyed, I kissed his hands. Throughout the 60s and 70s, Haiderzad was perhaps Afghanistan's most famous artist and sculptor, making statues of Afghan kings and presidents, while also designing the national flag and the national currency. The night before he left Afghanistan, though, Haiderzad made a heartbreaking decision not to leave his work in the hands of the new communist regime.
You just took a hammer to your own sculptures?
Yeah, before the night I leave, I broke all of them.
For the next two conflict-ridden decades, Afghan art continued to suffer. Some of the evidence hangs in the restaurant of Kabul's Intercontinental Hotel. Today, ministers and aid workers meet here to plan the country's reconstruction. But on the day the Taliban swept to power, fighters burst into this dining room to destroy a massive terracotta relief that Haiderzad sculpted 35 years ago. The sculptor points out what's left of the mural.
You can see the Buddha here. You see the legs here, and you see this right. My name was here, they broke it.
The sculpture was originally based on the two ancient Buddha statues that stood for more than 1,500 years in the cliffs of Afghanistan's central Bamyan province. Last year, the Taliban abruptly destroyed the statues in a bid to wipe out what they called pagan idolatry. Now all that's left are the two massive caves that once housed the figures and a pile of rubble. The move prompted international condemnation. Back in New York, Haiderzad simply cried. But now he's got a mission. He wants to rebuild one of the statues.
I believe I built this big one. The small one we leave to show the barbaric act of the Taliban and dark mind people. And the big one we should build up.
It took the Taliban days using rockets, grenades, and dynamite to destroy the 170-foot-tall statue, the largest Buddha in the world. Consequently, Haiderzad's proposal to rebuild it using just $5 million over the next 5 years seems like a pipe dream. But he's won the verbal support of the chairman of the Afghan government, Hamid Karzai. Karzai traveled with the sculptor to Bamyan earlier this month and promised to have the statue rebuilt as soon as possible. It sounds like an empty promise coming from a cash-strapped government in a war-torn country where most people live without plumbing, electricity, or running water. But Haiderzad's determined to help save art and culture in Afghanistan, whether by rebuilding the statues or simply finding tables and chairs for the art students at Kabul University.
Without culture, a country without culture, without past, what a kind of country will be?
Ivan Watson, NPR News, Kabul.